Does Richard Krause love these movies? It's time to play the game that we play each and every Friday. We thank Richard Krause very much for entertaining us. I don't know why it stalls right there, but it's time for the first movie. What is it, Richard?
In Shazam, Fury of the Gods, a new superhero movie now playing in theaters, a vengeful trio of ancient gods arrive on Earth in search of the magic stolen from them long ago. Shazam and his allies get thrust into a battle for their superpowers, their lives, and the fate of the world.
Introducing the star of our show! His name is Shazam! It's showtime!
I don't deserve these powers, if I'm being honest. Like, what am I even contributing?
Ow! There's already a superhero with a red suit with a lightning bolt on it. Aquaman is literally huge and he's so manly. And Batman is so cool. And I'm just me.
Look, I might not have as much experience as you because I'm not super old like you. But I've seen all of the Fast and the Furious movies, lady. It's all about
the family. It is true. It is all about the family. I am going to hope that this movie is good. It seems like one of those, it seems like it's for like younger people. So I hope that kind of fills a kind of void. It's like not as violent as a Marvel. I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5. Tony?
3 stars. Shazam!
Shazam. What about you, Anthony?
I'll say 3 as well.
At its heart, Shazam! Fury of the Gods is a coming-of-age story. Billy Batson begins the movie insecure, a victim of imposter syndrome. Unfortunately, as his confidence as a superhero grows, so does the movie's tendency to clutter up the screen with busy CGI, heaping helpings of mythology, and not-so-subtle product placement. It is a blast to see Helen Mirren channel her inner Shakespearean villain as the evil Hespera, and some of the Ray Harryhausen-inspired creatures have a cool Famous Monsters of Filmland retro appeal, but in general, when it comes to Shazam! Fury of the Gods, bigger is not better, and that's why I gave the movie, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
What's the next movie, Richard?
In Boston Strangler, a new Keira Knightley thriller now streaming on Disney+, reporter Loretta McLaughlin becomes the first person to connect a series of murders and break the story of the Boston Strangler. She and Gene Cole challenge the sexism of the early 1960s to report on the city's most notorious serial killer.
Jack, I think I found something. 3 women were strangled over the last 2 weeks.
You're on the lifestyle desk. You're not covering a homicide.
I think the murders are connected.
Loretta, there's more than one lunatic out there, and you're gonna get us both killed.
The city is, for some, glamorous, stimulating, prosperous. Only recently has it become dangerous.
I'm going to say that Richard gives it 3 stars. Tony?
I have to agree with you on the 3 stars, Richard.
I say 3.5.
Given the popularity of true crime, the murder aspect of Boston Strangler is the hook, but the story is deepened by its portrait of the importance of journalism to uncover the truth and the intrepid reporters who do the work despite the consequences. Although there are several upsetting scenes and descriptions of the victims, the movie wisely puts its focus on the reporters, McLaughlin and Cole, rather than the grisly details of the crimes. Unlike the awkwardly titled Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, Boston Strangler doesn't feel exploitive in its retelling of the sensational story, and that's why I gave the movie, now streaming on Disney+, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
3.5. Anthony, you nailed it. What is the final movie Richard has for
In
it?
Brother,
on,
a new
does
drama
Richard
from director.
Krause love these movies?
In Brother, a new drama from director Clement Virgo, and now playing in theaters, Francis and Michael are brothers who emigrated to Canada in the 1990s, and they're fiercely protective of one another. Francis, in particular, has his foot in different worlds, one of violence and danger, and the other of his family.
Michael.
I'm Aisha. I know your brother, Francis. Everyone knows him.
Where are you going?
Just gonna meet some friends.
I don't want you running the street with no hooligans, you hear me, Francis? Take your brother with you.
Hey, don't make anybody disrespect you.
Oh, no.
Don't matter how poor you you are, you can always show the world you're not a nobody.
Okay, sounds pretty powerful, or just a well-cut together trailer. I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5. What do you say, Tony?
I'm going to go with 3.5.
I'm going 2.5.
All right, let's try to make these different, guys. You can't copy me, Tony. Maybe I'll let you go first next time.
Maybe.
There's no copying.
Maybe.
We'll make an exception. Richard?
Brother is the story of the struggle to live up to expectations, but more importantly, it's about the toll of the struggle. Disappointment hangs over the older brother's character, and as he becomes more and more unpredictable, star Aaron Pierre skillfully displays the ways that his risk-taking is a symptom of dashed dreams, and it is heartbreaking. Brother features fine performances, a killer soundtrack that ranges from Nina Simone singing Jacques Brel to reggae to hip-hop, and combines them all to tell an emotionally arresting story that is both thoughtful and tangible. And that's why I gave Brother, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Nailed it. That sounds like the one to get to this weekend in theaters. Good to be back in the theaters, isn't it?